You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Tune in regularly and tell your friends about us. Well, as most of you know, I do this podcast, this report from Washington, D.C., hardly a city known for its dedication to truth, but I want to talk to you about truth today. By the way, you've heard that old joke, right? How can you tell when a politician's lying? Well, his lips are moving. Ba-da-da-da-da. You can see why I'm not a comedian. But there is a lot of truth in that old saying. You know, the Bible talks about truth all the time. God, of course, is the ultimate truth and his son, Jesus Christ. But the Bible is filled with references to truth, how we need to seek it, how we have to find out about it, how we need to embrace it. Philippians 4:8, I'm sure most of you know the verse. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. And then it goes on and talks about things that are pure, that are lovely, that are of good report, that are virtuous. Any of those things, think on those things, it says. And the first one it lists is truth. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, think on that thing. That's what the Bible's telling you. And as I said, while we always should follow that, it's getting harder and harder to do. Or, you know, I probably don't need to remind you, our country itself is based on the same idea. In the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, it begins, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." You know the rest, hopefully, of the paragraph. Truth and the ability to find it out and to speak it and to be able to discern truth from lies is one of the things that separates communist countries from a country like the United States. If you had the misfortune of being born in communist China, for example, instead of being born here in the United States, you would find it extremely difficult to find out the truth. You couldn't just turn on the TV set or, you know, pop up your computer and go to a website or listen to the radio or even go to the library and be able to easily find the truth. If the truth you were looking for made things unpleasant or uncomfortable or endangered the government in any way, you would find that truth hard to find. Now, here in the United States, because we were based on the idea that we were built on truth and that truth comes from God, we have by and large been a nation where finding out truth is a lot easier than it is, obviously, in dictatorships. But that's been changing, and it's on steroids now. One of the ways we have traditionally found out the truth is to read it in the media or watch it in the media or listen to it on a radio program. But today, doing those things is more likely to end up putting you in the presence of lies, not truth. And that is a very dangerous development in our country. And I have to say, I don't mean this in any kind of a partisan way, but the number of lies that are being told by the new administration, President Trump and Vice President Vance and the various cabinet secretaries they have appointed, the number of lies that are out there about them is an avalanche. It's a full-time job to counter those lies. And the reason so many lies are being told is that this administration is much more sympathetic to people like us. And the left doesn't like that. And the media, by and large, is in the hands of the left. So as the Trump-Vance administration continues to speak out for religious liberty, for Christians, for family, for faith, the media goes crazy, and they're just throwing lies out left and right. Now, just in the last week, I want to give you one example. You know, honestly, I could give you 100 examples just this week, but I'm just going to give you one because it really is important. You may have seen this story. It was on the front page of the Washington Post, the front page of the New York Times. It was in the first section of the Wall Street Journal. It was on NBC, ABC, CBS. And it was probably in your local newspaper because a lot of those local newspapers are owned by the New York Times or the Washington Post. And the story was that multiple attorneys in the civil rights office at the Justice Department had resigned in protest because they didn't like what the Justice Department leadership, including the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, was telling them to do. And the impression that was left in these articles was that suddenly the Office of Civil Rights was no longer going to be spending any time protecting civil rights. And these articles referred to a bloodbath. Man, now there's a word filled with, it was a bloodbath at the Office of Civil Rights. Now, first of all, let me say what I hope would be obvious to you. If the Civil Rights Office of the Department of Justice was suddenly undermining civil rights, the first people you would hear protesting would be Dr. James Dobson, the James Dobson Family Institute, and people like me. I mean, none of us would tolerate discrimination in America against American citizens based on their race or ethnic background or their religion or any of those things. In fact, to be truthful about it, in the previous administration, there was discrimination going on against Christians, and we spoke out about it. So the idea that the current administration, which was elected with the votes of millions of Christians, would somehow start discriminating against civil rights, it's just insane. But sadly, there will be people that believe these lies. Now, there were a bunch of attorneys. These are career attorneys. That means they're people that were put into these positions under previous presidents, and a bunch of them did resign. That was true. What was the lie was the reason they were resigning. Now, what I would like to do here is let the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, a woman named Harmeet Dillon, who was appointed by President Trump, I like her to speak for herself. So first, I'm going to play a very brief clip, but it's about a minute, where she tries to fight back against these lies, and she says what she told the attorneys that they were going to be not allowed to do anymore. Now, listen to this.
You and I discussed the FACE Act, which is a law that was passed many years ago that is supposed to protect people going into abortion facilities from violence. The only violence being done in recent years is to the law and to the rights of speech and of prayer of people of faith who want to pray, which is in their entire First Amendment right outside abortion facilities. Those Americans, elderly and young Americans, have been arrested and persecuted by the Biden DOJ. And so one of the first things that was done under the new administration was to dismiss multiple cases. Cases in Tennessee, Pennsylvania, and Ohio have been dismissed. We are not going to be pursuing these FACE Act cases other than in extraordinary circumstances involving death, serious bodily harm, or extreme property damage, and none of the recent cases have any of those fact patterns.
Okay, so just to summarize that brief clip, she told these attorneys, you're not going to be able to prosecute Christians anymore that go to abortion clinics in order to have a peaceful protest. That if a Christian or anybody else goes to an abortion clinic and prays or sings hymns to protest against abortion, you're not going to be allowed to prosecute those people and put them in jail. And that's exactly what was happening in the Biden administration. Christians that did those things were being prosecuted and sometimes thrown into jail for years. Donald Trump said in the campaign he was going to pardon those people, and he came into office and he did pardon those people, and he also promised they weren't going to be persecuted or prosecuted anymore. So when Harmet Dillon made that clear to these career civil rights attorneys, they were upset about it. They were angry about it. Now think about this a second. In other words, this big blow up was about abortion. That the abortion was not mentioned in any of the articles. But this is one of the main reasons all these attorneys resigned. Now, an additional reason also related to abortion was something that she told the attorneys they were going to start prosecuting. And again, I'll let her speak about this in her own words. Again, this is the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Harmet Dillon. Listen to what she says.
We will be aggressively going after. There were more than 200 incidents in the last few years right. of those kinds of facilities where people were counseled about their choices, about adoption, about keeping the baby. Those facilities have been violently attacked by activists with no action by law enforcement, federal or state. We will be going after those cases because every woman has a right to go into those facilities and get fair, open, and even in some cases, religiously inflected advice about their choices mm-hmm. with respect to the baby that they are growing in their bodies.
Wow. She told the attorneys that what we are going to start prosecuting is not protests at crisis pregnancy centers, but actual violence that was taking place at crisis pregnancy centers. You'll remember when the Supreme Court found there was no right to abortion in the Constitution, that violence broke out all over the country. Crisis pregnancy centers were vandalized. They were spray painted. These centers, often run by Christians that help women that are in a pregnancy, then they're not sure what they want to do about the pregnancy. And these crisis pregnancy centers help that woman make the decision to keep her baby. And so for that, there was violence at the clinics. In the office building that I work in, right outside of Washington, D.C., there is a pro-life organization in our building, in addition to the pro-life group that I work for. And that pro-life group had vandalism in their office suite. This is incredible, right? So the previous administration was putting Christians who prayed and sang hymns outside of abortion clinics in jail. And the previous administration was ignoring, by and large, actual violence at crisis pregnancy centers. And so the new administration comes in, the new Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights told the lawyers working under her, we're not going to put Christians peacefully protesting in jail, and we are going to put in jail thugs that commit violence, firebombings, vandalism at crisis pregnancy centers, and by the way, also at pro-life churches. This also happened at pro-life churches. That was the actual story. That was what happened that caused the resignation of these dozens and dozens of civil rights attorneys and their staffs. And you would have to have a magnifying glass to find out that information. Or you'd have to be spending time at the James Dobson Family Institute and listening to Family Talk and consuming the material we're putting out, because we are dedicated to helping you as a Christian be a discerning citizen that can easily find the truth, which we're dedicated to sharing with you here on this podcast and at Family Talk. Well, my friends, we need, as I said, to pray for the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. She's doing God's work. She's enforcing the law. She's defending religious liberty. She's going after left-wing thugs that attack Christians and churches in crisis pregnancy centers. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed in that second clip that we played, she refers to the baby growing in their body. Do you know, she's talking about a pregnant woman going to a crisis pregnancy center and getting information about the baby growing in their body. Do you know under the previous administration, if you referred to a baby growing inside of a woman's womb, you would likely be fired for that. They would never acknowledge that there was a baby inside the body of a pregnant woman. So in other words, what you were told was a horrible thing. This violation of civil rights, attorneys resigning left and right, was actually Donald Trump keeping his promise to pro-life Christians. This was a good thing, not a bad thing. So I urge you, be discerning, search the truth, pray to God that he will help you see the truth, come to places like the James Dobson Family Institute, listen to broadcasts like Family Talk and like this podcast. By doing that, you will know and find the truth, and it will help you be a good Christian citizen. Thanks for being with us at the James Dobson Family Institute on Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.